The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office has identified skeletal remains found in Akron as those of a Canton man reported missing in August 2024. Dental records were used to identify the remains as 22-year-old Xavier Menifee. Akron police were called Friday afternoon to a homeless encampment in the 300 block of Silver Street. Officers found the remains in a fire pit and nearby area. They were taken to the medical examiner's lab, where further examination and studies were performed. The trial of a Zanesville truck driver charged in a November 2023 crash with a charter bus that killed six people and injured 18 others is underway. Proceedings in the case of 63-year-old Jacob McDonald began today in Licking County Common Pleas Court. He has pleaded not guilty to charges including aggravated vehicular homicide. McDonald was driving a semi on I-70 when it hit a vehicle in front of him and a bus carrying 54 students and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley local schools. Three students died in the crash, as did three adults in the vehicle between McDonald's semi and the bus. Prosecutors say McDonald was speeding and not paying attention prior to the collision. The defense attorney argues his client was driving reasonably and the bus had a hard braking incident before the wreck. Uniontown police are investigating after a man was shot during an argument with an Uber driver Saturday morning. Officers responded to the 600 block of Pontius Road in Lake Township around 12:15. Chief Michael Batchik says the altercation began for an unknown reason inside the vehicle. The driver, a 35-year-old Akron man, allegedly shot the passenger. The victim was a 68-year-old Mogador man whom the driver was taking to his home at the time. The passenger was taken to Summa Health in Akron with non-life-threatening injuries. Police will consult with the prosecutor's office to determine if they will file charges. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says a deputy fatally shot two dogs in Canton Sunday. Residents in the 2200 block of 22nd Street Northeast had called about two loose dogs. They became aggressive toward homeowners who fed them. The responding deputy spoke with the homeowners through a doorbell camera. The dogs charged at the deputy while he was between the home and a vehicle. He shot and killed both animals. The dog's owner was not at home at the time. He later said they had been running loose since Saturday. The owner was cited for allowing dogs to be at large. The deputy is assigned to the Dog Warden Division. 34 existing drug task forces around the state will share in more than $2.2 million in state funding. The Sheriff's Office in Stark County will receive $20,000. $142,000 will go to Columbiana County, $30,000 to Mahoning, over $46,000 to Portage, and over $48,000 to Tuscarawas. The money from the Recovery Ohio Law Enforcement Fund is to help identify high-level traffickers, dismantle large trafficking organizations, interrupt the international flow of money and drugs, and prevent illegal narcotics sales. The North Canton School District has a new treasurer. During a special meeting today, the Board of Education hired Eric Bornstein. He succeeds Tim Walker, who will take over as the district's superintendent in July. Superintendent Jeff Wendorf announced his retirement last month. Bornstein has served North Canton schools since 2016 as principal of Hoover High School. He previously was principal of Northwest High School and associate principal of Worcester High School. Additional charges are pending against five people arrested at an East Liverpool home last week. 65-year-old William Barrett, 44-year-old Kaber Tisdale, 28-year-old Chanel Romano, and 30-year-old Megan Stofen of East Liverpool were picked up, along with 30-year-old Derek Thompson of Wellsville. They were charged with criminal trespass because the home had been condemned after a warrant was served there in February. The Columbiana County Drug Task Force, with police from East Liverpool, Liverpool, and St. Clair Townships, executed the warrant Wednesday in the 700 block of Sophia Street. They reportedly found 22 grams of crack cocaine, as well as methamphetamine, paraphernalia, and packaging material. Someone used counterfeit money to purchase a $490 gift card from the Tractor Supply Store in Salem. The incident took place Saturday night at the East State Street location. The suspect used six $100 bills to make the purchase. The fake bills were found during an end-of-shift count. Surveillance video will be reviewed by investigators. According to WFMJ-TV, a cashier at the Alliance Tractor Supply location reportedly refused to accept other counterfeit bills from the same suspect. At least one person is dead following a two-vehicle crash near Camel. It happened shortly before 7 a.m. today in Coitsville Township. Highway Patrol says a vehicle collided head-on with another on Route 422 at the Ohio border. One person was killed in the collision. Another person was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Their condition was not available. The westbound lane of 422 was temporarily closed while authorities cleared the scene. The patrol is investigating. A former candidate for mayor of Youngstown was arrested Friday. Liberty Township Police charged John White with disrupting public service and domestic violence. White had filed with the Mahoning County Board of Elections to run for mayor as an independent. Witnesses reportedly said White became angry with a family member who declined to run in White's place when he learned he was ineligible. White was deemed ineligible to run for mayor in the 2021 election when Law Director Jeff Limbian ruled against him based on the city charter and state law. The Board of Elections agreed with the decision. Insight Foundation Trumbull is the subject of a lawsuit filed by a company that provides medical tests and tools to healthcare professionals. The suit was filed last week in federal court by Roche Roche Diagnostics. Roche wants nearly $300,000 in unpaid expenses for products and services provided to the former Trumbull Regional Medical Center in Warren and Hillside Rehabilitation in Howland. Steward Healthcare filed for bankruptcy last year, and Insight Foundation took over management of the hospitals following a sale of assets. Roche claims Insight is responsible for about $294,000 in unpaid invoices. The suit alleges Roche had an agreement with Steward, which Insight assumed last September. Trumbull Regional and Hillside paused most inpatient and outpatient services in March after Steward ceased funding. The ER departments of both hospitals were closed later, and the staff furloughed. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.